This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and the internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, all those people working construction, and let's not forget the bulk mail centers and the mail haulers, too, keeping America rolling. We thank them for what they're doing. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. And joining us right now, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren himself. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's another night in paradise, and we're going to say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, yesterday, no real surprise to anybody, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced his resignation effective May the 11th in a letter sent to President Trump.
That's exactly right, Captain. This is something that was completely expected and has been for some time, and certainly in the interlude between having the new Attorney General confirmed, this has always been Rod Rosenstein's intent. And so, yes, May 11th is going to be his last day, and he would stay on essentially through the end of the Mueller report as well. That's passed, and now it's time he wants to move on.
Right, and we'll be talking more about that during the course of the evening on and off here. But right now it's pretty much a done deal, not worried about it. The saga of Rod Rosenstein is over with. We have more important fish to fry right now. And when that Inspector General report comes out, I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a bunch of people on there. I don't know how many, but there's going to be people in the Obama administration, some of whom had cabinet positions, and I'm talking about the likes of John Brennan, Susan Rice, James Clapper, and Loretta Lynch, and probably even Eric Holder, that may be mentioned as co-conspirators or whatever, because, again, we're hearing more and more stuff is leaking out about that.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, this may be one of those times when, you know, the sequel is actually, you know, better than the original movie.
Because, exactly.
Yeah, what people have been watching, being almost forced to watch by certain cable news channels for the last 2.5 years, the build-up to the Mueller report, that was not a very good ending, at least in their view, I would think. But now what we're looking for, as you mentioned, the IG report, this is where the real things are going to be brought out, I believe, and
yep,
we're going to see some real big fireworks.
You are absolutely right, and the Democrats are desperately trying to get out in front of this story, and they can't do it because they're still mired down in the Mueller report.
Well, exactly. exactly. Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why they're going to continue to talk about this and try to get A.G. Barr up to the Hill and have lawyers and...
Well, he's going to be there this week. I don't know if he's testifying today or tomorrow, but he's going to be there.
Right. Yes, but they want to continue this narrative, and they also want to have this sort of a show trial, mm-hmm. you know, where they would have lawyers interrogating him and this kind of thing, mm-hmm. because they know that they have to keep this going because right. what is coming is going to be bigger.
Okay, now the rabbi in the shooting out there in California was on television yesterday with Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC, and here's what he had to say.
We can no longer tolerate this new norm.
This is being spread, the violence is being spread online. How can we get our arms around the modern phenomenon, of course, of internet communications? Here this man says he was this teenager, says he was inspired in part by what happened in New Zealand.
There's too much darkness being spread. Too much darkness being distributed throughout the social media and throughout the world. How do we counter darkness? Is with light. As when we encounter such darkness, then we have to take action in our own hands and start spreading the light and start spreading good news, positive thoughts. Instead of rushing to publicize terrible news and terrible events and negativism, why don't we emphasize more positive good deeds and good actions?
Well, he's got a point there.
He sure does. And is even for the rabbi to be saying these kinds of things in light of what just happened, I think, shows his faith, his character. Certainly it does. And he's right. We only hear about the very bad things that are happening. That's the sensationalism that seems to, in the old parlance, that sells newspapers or gets clicks, I suppose, these days. But he's absolutely right. We do counter darkness with light.
Yeah, but unfortunately, there's a lot of darkness around, and unfortunately, the light that he's talking about is not necessarily what the people that are perpetrating this, and it's predominantly the younger group of people that's out there, are all about. They're just not buying it.
Well, right, and
especially these radicals that are being radicalized.
Well, exactly, yeah, because they believe that somehow by killing the good people, they're doing a service, and that's completely insane.
All righty, going to break, and hello, Steve in Thailand. Hello, Richard and Marine up there in Oregon, and yeah, there's snow in them there Rockies. We'll be talking about that a little bit later, too. Okay, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show. And you're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you sure are. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he is on the line. And I'll tell you what, before we go to Kyle Warren, I got to remind everybody that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. They do handle my insurance. They handle my truck insurance as well as my my homeowner's insurance. I found out that when I told you about it, I went over there and checked the rates because mine was due for a renewal. And son of a gun, if they didn't save me $75 on my homeowner's insurance. So they got a customer for life with that one. Now, you can find out, too, what they'll cover, because they'll cover not just your car or your truck that you're driving, but they'll also cover your ATV, your boat, your RV, your motorcycle, or if you got a snowmobile, one of them, too. And as I just said, they can help you with your homeowner's and renter's insurance through your local Geico insurance agent. So look them up in the phone book under insurance, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, or go to the website and get an easy quote over there at Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking about the rabbi at the synagogue, but he also had something else to say yesterday. He's calling on public schools to implement a moment of silence during the day so they can reflect on God. Now, this goes totally against the grain of what the schools and the liberals and the progressives want done. So I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I know in the religious schools they do something like that.
Well, sure, yeah. In religious schools, they have, especially in Christian-based education, they have Christian education and prayer and worship and all kinds of stuff. But in the public schools, since 1962, of course, that was the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision that banned school-sponsored prayer in a public school. But what the rabbi is calling for here seems to be incredibly reasonable. It's an outgrowth, obviously, of the experience that he has had with the terrible shooting that occurred in Poway, California.
Right.
And he's simply giving a message to the nation, I believe, that says, look, why don't we give the kids the ability to reflect, have that moment of silence? It's not the public school telling people what to believe or how to worship or something like that, but it's giving them that ability to connect, and perhaps doing so will help all of our community, and especially, as you mentioned, Captain, the young people who can be radicalized. So maybe if we can provide a better sense of that community, that'll be a stepping stone here.
Well, we're going to get into another discussion about another person, this one an Army veteran, who was arrested yesterday in California for accused of plotting another terrorist attack. And this guy here had been converted to the Islamic faith, and I believe that he was also inspired by things on the Internet.
Right, exactly. And, you know, there were an instance here, of course, where the FBI was able to sort of find out about this guy, begin to lead him along. They actually had an informant working for them, sold the guy a bomb that wasn't really a bomb. It was an inert device. But he thought it was real. And he actually, Captain, wanted to put 3-inch nails into this device, and was because that would cause the greatest amount, he thought, of human damage. And he was basing this, we believe, on the massacre in Las Vegas back in 2017. And so he is certainly someone who, obviously, as you mentioned, was a convert to Islam. And that fact, Captain, is not really being reported very much.
Well, they don't want anybody to know that this is somebody else that, now, they may not be a Muslim, but they have converted to the Islamic faith. And, of course, they don't want anybody to know that.
Well, exactly. And from what we understand, Captain, this particular person, 26-year-old suspect, he was looking to maybe detonate this bomb perhaps in Long Beach,
yes,
California. And
right down amongst a bunch of people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so what it does is these kinds of radicalized converts, they believe that if they can do these kinds of things, it will sort of dovetail even with what we heard from the leader of ISIS, that they want to have these kinds of attacks happening in the U.S. So unfortunately, we have to be ever vigilant. And hats off, by the way, to the FBI agents. You know, we hear so much about the corruption and Peter Strzok and all that stuff, but these are the agents, Captain, that are keeping us safe on a daily basis and, you know, actually stop this guy from perhaps getting his hands on a real bomb.
It's never been the rank and file that's been the problem. It's always been the leaders and the conspirators at the top of the bandwagon that didn't exactly agree with what was going on higher up above them.
Right, exactly. So this is a great example of those men and women who make it possible for us,
correct,
to live our lives. Yeah.
Now, here's something else yesterday that came out, and I thought about this to begin with, because I know the cruise ships that were going out of Tampa, Florida, that were going down to Mexico, started to skip by one of the ports they used to go to because of the violence that was there. It just got to the point to where people were being robbed or beaten or worse, And the cruise lines up here said, okay, we're going to bypass that part of Mexico. We're going to go to another part of Mexico where we don't have this problem. But the president yesterday said that Mexico is one of the most dangerous places in the world.
Yes, he did. And The president, you know, obviously is trying to, you know, bring that focus back into where a lot of these people that are crossing the border, not those perhaps that are truly looking to get a job or, you know, all these things but still crossing illegally, but those people who have no problem, Captain, coming to this country and trying to spread the same kind of criminal activity that they're coming from. And I did a little research. I looked up a little bit about what was going on in Mexico. One of the statistics that I found is that even in the first half of last year of 2018, it looked like homicides throughout Mexico were up 16%, and that broke their own records, evidently, for violence in the country. So it's a very, very sad thing. We're getting a little bit more information now, of course, about how the corruption works in Mexico, especially where it deals with the cartels that help bring people across, and they're armed, by the way, and threaten ranchers and others. So, yes, it's a very, very big issue, and the president's shining a light on it.
And I'm finding out more about that encounter last week with the soldiers. Our two of our Washington State National Guard soldiers, one of them armed with a .45 caliber pistol, and that's all that they had. They were doing recon, and apparently they came up on a group of Mexican paramilitary, which were not military. They were not soldiers. They probably were drug cartel militia members who were on the end of finishing whatever it was they were finishing, either sneaking in drugs or illegals or both.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And can you imagine if you come up with on somebody, they seem to have some kind of uniform on, but they don't have any markings, you know, they're not...
believe me when I tell you, the Mexican military sews their patches on. They don't stick them on there like the United States military does. They sew them on there. So, therefore, they would have patches on their uniform if they were regular military, and these guys weren't.
Right, exactly. And so, and again, you can't imagine what are they tooled up for when they come across the border, and if what if they came upon someone who wasn't a military member, just an average citizen or somebody.
Well, there would have been some bodies along the way.
Exactly, and this is just not acceptable. It's not acceptable for our country to have to deal with this kind of thing, and I think the president is very angered by this. And as we mentioned,
he's already warned them. He said if this better not happen again.
Exactly. And that means that there could be some real, not only tough decisions to make, but there could be some confrontations here, which hopefully can be avoided.
Now, the ISIS leader, Abu al-Baghdadi, apparently surfaced again in a video talking about the attacks in Sri Lanka as being revenge for what happened in their last stronghold there in Syria. Well, apparently he is alive and well in this video that he made.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He looks like he's urging the operatives to take revenge because the caliphate in Iraq and Syria has essentially been dismantled or fallen. And so
yeah, they can have their own caliphates wherever they're at.
Right. And so he's obviously been in hiding for quite some time, and perhaps he thinks it'll be some kind of shot in the arm, but there's a sense of desperation here, and when you get to that point, that's when you can have some real bad things happen, unfortunately.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Again, a lot of stuff going on. Did you know that Joe Biden swam naked in front of his female Secret Service agents on a dozen or more times? Did you know that? We found that out yesterday thanks to Ron Kessler, an award-winning columnist who's also an author of a couple of books out there. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI arrested Mark Stephen Domingo, who was plotting a large-scale terror attack in Los Angeles as revenge for the mass shootings at a mosque in New Zealand. That's according to documents released by the FBI. The FBI says Domingo fantasized about murdering Christians, Jews, white supremacists, police officers, and even his next-door neighbor, U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
Mr. Domingo had requested the construction of improvised explosive devices, which he planned to use in the attack. He allegedly purchased several hundred 3-inch long nails to be used in IEDs as shrapnel, specifically because the nails were long enough to penetrate the human body and puncture internal organs.
With another record on Wall Street as the S&P finished up 3 points to close at 29.43 and the Dow gained 11 points to close at 26.554. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And, you know, there's a brand new social website out there, and it's got growing pains now because of all the people that we've been sending them that are now joining Hub, H-U-B, Hub.life. Now, you're going to see some changes over there over the next 3 to 4 weeks at Hub.life. There'll be times when the website will be under construction because they're adding some features to it to make it more user-friendly. They're adding some things that some people wanted to have on there, similar to what was on Facebook. So they're accommodating to people that have asked for different things. So it's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. And just bear with them. But hub.life, H-U-B.life, that's the place to go and the place to check out a new solution, if you will, to not having to worry about being put in Facebook jail or Twitter jail. So there you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the Felicity Huffman, her guilty plea hearing has been moved up, which means she is going to go to jail sooner rather than later, correct?
That's correct, yes.
But in the meantime, her buddy, Ms. Laughlin, pled not guilty to her charges, and I think that's going to cost her dearly if she wants to go through a jury trial, which apparently she does.
Well, right, that's right. I think her and her husband are implicated or charged with this.
They are.
$500,000.
That's a lot of money, a lot more than Hoffman was.
Well, that's right. I think Huffman was, she had a thing of $15,000.
Yeah, because they had the guy take her the test for the daughter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, and you got to know, college-age kids and their parents especially, these days, Captain, you know, you got kids who are studying real hard for these tests. They're applying to different schools. Parents are trying to figure out how in the heck they're going to pay for whatever school their kid might get into. And it's a real hard, it's a lot of work, to do that. And I think the feeling across the nation is that, wait a minute, if you can simply leapfrog over everybody because you're rich or famous or pay off the right people, this is just not a winning case. And I think Laughlin and her husband are going to find out that maybe it'd be better if they took whatever plea deal they could get, because it's going to be ugly. It's going to be very ugly for this.
Now, your former Attorney General and current U.S. Senator out there, Kamala Harris, Newt Gingrich yesterday said that he believes Kamala Harris is going to be the most likely nominee. He does not believe that either Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders are going to be the last person standing. They believe it's going to be, he believes it's going to be a woman, and it will be Kamala Harris. Now, the other guy, Mr. Mayor Pete, as he likes to be called, was described by Newt Gingrich as a dangerous opponent.
Yeah, very, very much so. I think that it's possible. I think Kamala Harris could be the nominee. That seemed to feel like it was in the cards early on, but again, it was very, very early on, even at this stage. And there's a lot of time between now and the convention and the primaries and how that's going to work out. So you never know kind of what's going to happen. Bernie Sanders certainly continues to enjoy being a phenomenon to some degree, but I think along with Joe Biden, I think that their respective ages are going to have a kind of a strike against them in terms of what the Democrat Party is looking for. Even though Bernie's very far left, I think they do want someone younger and perhaps even more far left than Bernie Sanders. And we're seeing some of these people, especially Kamala Harris, come out the other day when Bernie talked about felons voting from behind bars and the Boston bomber, and she said, well, maybe we need to have a conversation about this. You know, it seems like they're trying to outleft one another. So it's going to be very interesting. But, I would think that you could see the Democrat Party trying to close ranks around Kamala Harris.
Now, the president and Joe Biden are having Twitter blasts back and forth about unions in light of the firefighters union, the IAFF, and Howard Schaefberger, who is the president of the union, who came out in support of Joe Biden right away very quickly and got some heat from Brian Kilmeade, who was asking him about the dues. He says, are you going to take the dues of these members and spend that money on Joe Biden? And then after two or three questions of it from Brian Kilmeade, while Schaefberger was trying to weasel his way out of it, he says, well, we have a PAC, and they can put money in there if they want, our members, but they don't have to. Well, let me tell you something. I started out as a firefighter, journeyman firefighter, and we were Teamsters at the time. We were AFL-CIO Teamsters because we didn't have the IAFF when I started out in my area. So we were Teamsters for about 6 years of my early career, and then the IAFF came in and became the union representative for the rest of us, and away we went. So we actually, in effect, had not one but two different pensions under two different guidelines. And the Teamsters, your money went there, and they did whatever they wanted to do with it, and you couldn't say squat about it, not a word, at the time I was in. When the IAFF started up, it was the same way. They would take your money and do whatever. However, that changed. And the locals are currently in control of what they do at the local level when it comes to supporting candidates. So just because the national IFF says, well, I'm going to support Joe Biden, means nothing in the scheme of things. Because if you take a look at some of these rallies, you'll see firefighters there with their T-shirts on, or you'll see T-shirts that say Firefighters for Trump, or whoever or whatever, or hats or whatever. But my point is that don't believe or buy the lie that they try to tell you when these national union heads go up there. Like even the Richard Trumka, you know, AFL-CIO.
Right.
Yeah, because last time he supported Trump.
Right, exactly. And I think you know, you're right, Captain. I think the rank and file, you know, they're going to be taking a look at their own situation, their own lives.
You bet.
Yeah, and they're going to say that.
And whether or not they're better off or not.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And sometimes the leadership, I think, maybe plays in a different universe kind of a thing. And there are different, you know, things that motivate them, shall we say. But I think that the rank and file are going to be looking at their own situation. They're going to be saying to themselves, hey, wait a minute. If we bring in Bernie Sanders, let's say, just for sake of argument, you know, is that going to increase my wages? Are we going to be building more? I mean, what happens if, you know, suddenly the economy falters because all this new Green Deal stuff?
Well, the big thing with the firefighters was their health and the cancers that we all knew everybody was getting as a result of being on the job for the different carcinogens that we'd sucked down over the years. Everybody knew that. And the president got behind that and helped push that, not only at the federal level, but also at the state level, to where a lot of states are now making that retroactive, so the guys that needed care are being taken care of. And even at the World Trade Center, where we've had about 1,600 people now die since 9/11 because of what they came down with, that's all been pushed along again. Donald Trump got behind there during the last campaign and said we need to take care of our first responders, and they did. They got legislation passed for that.
Well, exactly. And, you know, there's a real key element, too, here, Captain, and that is Donald Trump can connect with people, and he connects, and the things that he does are genuine, and they realize that. He's not a politician trying to simply curry their favor, knowing he's never going to deliver, for example. And so they don't see with Donald Trump that he has some kind of ulterior motives. They see someone, and especially in New York City, Donald Trump and the good relationship I know he's always had with the firefighters, and especially in the context of 9/11 and so forth, this is a guy who understands working folks and people who you know, are really doing what they can every day to make America.
Now, very quickly, the Atlanta Fed came out yesterday and said that they see the second quarter GDP growing at 1.3%. Now, they were wrong in the first quarter because they said to begin with that it was going to be 2.7%. They lowered their expectations down from 3 to 2.7, and I don't think they're going to be right this time. I don't see the economy falling off by 50% of where we're at now with the GDP. I just don't see it.
Well, no, we've had good consumer spending, too, the best we've had in almost...
And we've got some new trade deals coming, by the way, with China as well as Japan. We've got new trade deals coming.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so, again, this idea that somehow there's this recession coming, or, you know, there's going to be this major correction or something like that, seems to be dissipating because of these good numbers that we're seeing, especially when we look at the overall GDP, which came in at 3.2% for the first quarter.
Right. Okay, so we're going to run out of time here. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and Wednesday night, let's see, that's tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Wayne Allen Root's going to come out, so you'll have a night off.
Okay, sounds good.
All righty, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Take care, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. When we come back, we're going to tell you where the snow is. Yeah, there's a snowstorm. It's out there in the Rocky Mountains, and... you got some snow further out west in the Sierra Nevadas, but nothing like what's in the Rocky Mountains right now. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, right here. Have a great, great, great day.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Let it all
a theme from Smokey and the Bandit. He's bounded down, loaded up in trucking. Jerry Reed and old Fred's up there in the front seat, the Basset Hound, and Smokey's out front somewhere with that Grand Am just running around there. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships to serve you. Remember, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on your new vehicles 24/7, 365. Nobody else is doing that. And you also get wholesale pricing on your certified pre-owned vehicles, Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. You also get free oil changes and free tire rotations. Okay. Here we go. Severe storms in the plains to the Mississippi Valley, continued snow in the Rockies and high plains, and depending on where you're at, these severe storms will have the potential for damaging winds, very large hail, greater than 2 inches in diameter. Also, tornadoes are part of the mix here, and heavy rain across the south and central plains and into the Mississippi Valley. Now, right now, you've got rain in the the central part of Oklahoma coming on an angle towards Oklahoma City, and then it's following I-44 towards St. Louis, and you've got rain in the eastern part of Kansas. You've got rain across a lot of Missouri. Matter of fact, most of Missouri right now. You've got rain in the southeastern corner of Iowa and the northwestern corner of Illinois as it continues to move towards the east-northeast. And then some scattered showers right now in Indiana and in northeastern Illinois around Chicago. But that's part number one of the two-part problem. The second one is snow across the central Rockies and the high plains out west in the Sierra Nevadas will continue as cold Canadian air continues to pour into the United States. Now, right now, taking a look at Washington State, the eastern part of Washington State into the central western part of Idaho and the northeastern part of Oregon tonight, you've got a hard freeze with some light snow in the higher elevations above 5,000 feet. That's also the case in the eastern part of California. As you go over Donner tonight, Reno above 5,000 feet, you have some light snow. You also have some light snow south of Reno going down towards the California-Nevada line. And then let's move on over into Montana, because all across the southern part of Montana and all the way to the Rapid City, South Dakota area, you've got snow. You've got in one part around Bozeman, you've got a winter storm warning. You've got snow going down into Wyoming, high winds across the central part of Wyoming, but in southeastern Wyoming and eastern Wyoming, a general snow, except for coming in to the western part of Nebraska and the southeastern part of Wyoming tonight, you have a winter storm warning. Now, you also have a winter storm warning in the Denver area, west of Denver, and down towards Pueblo, Colorado Springs, to the west of I-25, although there will be snow falling from about 50 miles into Colorado all the way up to Wyoming and all the way up into Montana tonight. So be advised of that. And, again, the higher you go, the more snow you're going to get. It's just that simple. And then southwestern Colorado tonight has got a fair amount of snow, too, light snow, but nothing so far that won't keep you from doing what needs to be done. In Montana, you might have a situation where you might have to chain up by the looks of things. Hard to say. But anyway, that takes care of your Truckers Highway and Byway Report. As I said, always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive with four dealerships to serve you. And don't forget, you serve, you save. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, familyautomotive.com. All right, well, joining us on the telephone right now, I do believe we've got Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Is that right?
That's right. You got him. You know, I was listening to you and Kyle Warren talking about unions, and I'm far from being anti-union, but when you're the Democrat Party, and union members have to realize this, you can't be a political party of both organized labor and environmentalism. So you elect old Papa Joe Biden president, and he's got a Congress full of Green New Deal Democrats who could care less about organized labor.
That's true.
You know, and I'll say this for Trump. He's been president for now a little over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He has produced or saved more union jobs than any president since Lyndon Johnson.
Sure has.
And he should bark on that more.
Yeah.
He should toot his own horn on that. And another thing, that new trade deal to substitute NAFTA, the USMCA, that is predicted to create 14,000 new UAW jobs directly.
Right.
If you're doing that, you're going to create union jobs down the supply chain to the auto industry. So you don't know how many it's going to make, but it's going to strengthen it. And you would think that Republicans, as much as they have done for unions, and I'm serious, they are also the party of business, but they never get credit. I mean, no union. I thought by now at least one union would come out and back Trump, would endorse Donald Trump. But, you know, every time you get a group of Democrat presidential candidates in one room, you know, the union leaders follow him like Pied Piper.
Well, he has been endorsed by one union, and they're still endorsing him. The miners, the coal miners.
Oh, yeah, United Mine Workers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't know they endorsed yet.
Well, they never stopped. I mean, they're his guy.
Okay.
They never stopped. Mm-hmm.
That's one, but, I mean, you look at something. I mean, I remember back in the Reagan years, you know, Jackie Pressure and the Teamsters Union always backed Reagan.
Yep.
Always backed Republicans. And that tells you something about the state of the economy, because in 1988, that was the last year that a private sector union was the biggest union in the United States. The Teamsters in 1988 lost to the Teachers Union. The Teachers Union became the biggest union in the United States. And that tells you just how much government-subsidized work and unions we have now.
You know, I remember when that happened, because the firefighters, we weren't able to get what we wanted in our contract, and the teachers got way more than we did, and we were all just kind of grumbling about that one, because here we were risking our lives, and what were they doing?
Right, you know, and that was, say what you want about Jimmy Hoffa, but he got them organized.
Yep.
And, you know, I just find that the whole union thing is so political. And they don't realize that the stereotype of the unions is 60 or 70 years old. It's a long time ago since FDR and the New Deal.
Yep.
And that's what they still identify with. You got to bring it into the modern era, and you're going to have to start backing. The worst thing they can do, because like Richard Trump is one of the highest paid CEOs in the United States, and most union members don't even know that.
Well, Schaefberger gets $400,000.
Yeah, I think he's up around, he's almost $900,000 a year now.
You're right. Okay, got to let you go. Here comes the music.
All right, thanks, and I will talk to you later on in the week.
Thank you very much, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We appreciate his call very much, and I'll be coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Ms. Rosemary, after the top of the hour news, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American. And
maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.